It was a lot of fun. It was fun to do it. It was amazing to relive it. And as much as you were incredible in it, Max, I watched those games live as a kid, and you did.
You could tell in the dark, man. You could tell,
thing, man. But you, Max, people that don't know that you know, missed that, were like, you were on the court, and I'm just gonna say it, and forgive me for, you know, for blowing your ego up right now, but I got to do it. Sorry, my camera got blurry.
Okay.
You were on the court with Mikhail, Parrish, Bird, DJ, Ainge, all these guys. And you said, get on my back. I'll carry you guys. Like, and you did it. You did it, man. Like, you know, it's, I don't even know what to compare it to the NBA right now. You know, it's like, if it was like someone on the Bulls, like you had Jordan, you had Pippen, you know, I don't even, Rodman, like it was like, they didn't have a Max. They didn't,
that's right.
Right. Right. They didn't have someone who, if them guys were totally out of it, could do that. Like, it's incredible. Like, the documentary showcased you a lot. Your interviews were hilarious. It showcased you as a player, but to have watched you and witnessed that, like, my childhood, I'll never forget that game six in Philly. Like, the game has changed. You can't go in the stands and have a fight anymore, right? But
he can't get over that just way. That's where he goes.
Because Max, you kept playing, okay?
But I'm telling you, you did it, Max. Game, when you did it,
ejected, suspended, fined, all the above.
Like, he didn't go up, and even not even a technical foul.
But no, when Max did that,
it was like,
dude, let's keep playing. That's all they said. Let's play.
They just sat you for two minutes, I think, right?
The guy threw a pencil at him. He threw a pencil at Max.
Well, let me ask you. So if you say that and you talk about your greatest joys, what was your biggest disappointment of all time?
Ooh. There was
a lot. Would it have been the Pats? Obviously, with no?
That one hurt. When they were 18-0, that one hurt. Yeah. The only thing is, I don't know if you remember my friend Crazy Marty used to be courtside at the games. When I used to sit over there with Mike Rotundi and them. And Crazy Marty, I was with him at that Super Bowl, and he's so crazy. We lost, and the Patriots went 18-1. It hurt so bad. I was like the worst. I was in a fog in a dream, and he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to order 10 bottles of champagne, go into my hotel room. We're all getting drunk, and we're going to pretend the Patriots won and have a Patriots won anyway party. And we did. So in some ways, that kind of helped me get over it. In some ways, that ain't the worst one.
Pretend.
Yeah, I wish my friends did that to me, man.
He said, we're going to pretend the Patriots won the Super Bowl, and they're undefeated. And so that's what we did. And I stayed in that zone until the next morning. I had to go on ESPN, and they had me lined up with all the old Dolphins players from the undefeated team. And they were killing me.
Wow. But
I'll tell you, for each team, my worst disappointment. When the Bruins lost the Stanley Cup to Edmonton, I think it was the year 86, because we had all four teams going for the championship that year. Red Sox went to the World Series. Celtics.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Patriots went to the Super Bowl, and the Bruins went to the Stanley Cup. That Stanley Cup hurt the most, I think. The Red Sox, it was definitely in 2003.
Yes.
So, but I don't mine. Think. Yeah.
Max, as soon as you asked that was mine.
It's interesting because when the teams come back and redeem themselves, it doesn't hurt quite as much, right? So, yeah, like, 86 Red Sox would have been the worst ever. That was probably the worst of my life. But then we won, you know, and so it made 2003 hurt less, you know, when the Red Sox started winning. I think 85 for the Celtics was the worst, you know, after the Memorial Day massacre, like, how we didn't win that championship. That one just hurt. That one hurt. That was surreal. And, you know, there's been a few, but I guess the worst ever probably was the Patriots, Max, but I was drunk and pretending they won, so it didn't hurt.
The night wasn't that bad for you. The night wasn't that bad.
Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more on America's number one sportsbook.